Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts, The Christian Post. I'm just going to deal with one paragraph of this article. The article's title is Confronting Demonic Territorial Spirits of Unbelief. I already am lost. I don't know what the heck this means. I'm going to read through the paragraph. This is a longish article. I'll link it so that you can read it all. I'm going to read one paragraph, and then I'm going to go back and see if I can figure out what it means. Even as we contend for national breakthroughs concerning global agendas, the Lord is directing many to address and confront some major territorial roadblocks. It is a collection of territorial strongholds and lies that feed national principalities and powers. Thus, we need to pay attention to our individual territories and overturn some specific demonic strongholds if we are to keep and steward the freedoms we long for. Okay, let me just be perfectly honest up front. I have no idea what the heck this is talking about. I don't know. I'll break it down piece by piece, let you know what I see. Please write in to me and tell me what this means, or at least what you think it means. Tell me what it sounds like it means, because it sounds like word salad to me. But I know that, you know, there's specific meanings and understandings of some of these jargony kind of phrases. You can send that to me in the comments, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. You can shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Even as we contend for national breakthroughs. Okay. Contend. That means to fight for, I think. So, we are fighting for something. This is kind of militant language. But what does it actually mean to fight for something? Let's assume it's not talking about using weapons of war and shooting people. Or physically having, some kind of fisticuffs. So we are contending for something in a way that I think means some kind of spiritual contending. And I don't really know what that would involve. Does it just mean praying for stuff? Then why not just say praying? You know, even as we are praying for, you know. But I don't think that's what they mean exactly. So I'm already lost after four words. All right, what are we contending for? National breakthroughs. Which nation exactly? Or is it all nations? So why not worldwide breakthroughs? Why national breakthroughs? Why not city-state breakthroughs? Why not community breakthroughs? Why national breakthroughs exactly? So what is happening on the national level and of which nations need to be broken through? By the way, what is a breakthrough in this? A national breakthrough? Again, I think this has some very specific jargony kind of language, some jargony kind of meaning that I'm not picking up. Okay, and breakthroughs for what? Well, the sentence does go on. Even as we contend for national breakthroughs concerning globalist agendas. Okay, let me stop you right there. Again, I don't know what globalist agendas are. What is globalist agenda? Are there, you know, some specific things that this is pointing to? Will someone please tell me, you know, give me a sense of what is meant by globalist agendas here? Because again, I have no idea what this is talking about. National breakthroughs concerning globalist agendas. I'm confused again. Why wouldn't we ask for global breakthroughs concerning globalist agendas or regional breakthroughs? I don't understand any of that. And that's just the first half of the sentence. So even though we're contending for this, the Lord is directing many, stop, sorry, the Lord. Do you mean Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, any particular person of the Trinity, or just God in general, being all of the persons of the Trinity? I don't know. Maybe that doesn't matter. It says the Lord, which could mean almost anything here. The more interesting part is the Lord is directing many. How does the Lord direct a person? Is it just he's left messages in the Bible, and when you read the Bible, then you feel directed to do something? Is it that the Lord is talking to you in a still, small voice? Is he writing messages on your wall? Is he telling you things through your donkey? How is the Lord directing you exactly? Is he directing your emotions so that you just feel strongly to do something in a certain way? What does it mean that the Lord is directing? And then many, how many is many? Am I one of them? I mean, I don't know. Who all is included in the many? Because it seems like he's directing some to do this, but not others. Is it all Christians, or is it some subset of Christians? Is it only preachers? Is it only members of the church who feel particularly motivated to do something? What does this mean? What does this mean? And what exactly is he directing them to do? To address and confront. Address and confront. I'm just going to let address go. I mean, does that mean just to say words? I guess I'm not letting it go. So address in what way? Address and confront. Confront. You're getting in front of something, and you are doing what exactly? You see, the action involved here that the Lord is directing you to do, address and confront, is very, very vague. It could mean almost anything. Can someone please bring some clarity to this structure? I don't know what it is the Lord is directing people to do. Address and confront some major territorial roadblocks. Okay, and now we've come to the end of the first sentence. Major roadblocks. So does he also have you confronting minor roadblocks? Or do you just ignore the minor ones? Are the minor ones just, he'll clean those up. Don't worry about it. He wants you to confront the major territorial roadblocks, meaning I guess he wants you to do the heavy lifting. And he'll take care of the small stuff? I don't know. He wants you to confront these major territorial roadblocks instead of him doing it. Why isn't he doing it? What does he do exactly? What is his job? So his job is just to vaguely direct you to vaguely address and confront these major territorial, again, what is the territory? What is the territory? Is it my community, my house, my broader neighborhood, my city, my state, my country, my world, my universe? What is the territory? Major territorial roadblocks. I guess the roadblocks, we'll know them when we see them. Because that is not explained here. Maybe sentence two is better. It is the collection of territorial strongholds. Oh my God. Calling Sarah to the forums. Sarah, the only one that I've ever spoken to who feels pretty sure that she understands what is meant by strongholds here. This is a collection of territorial strongholds, so not your normal strongholds. These are territorial strongholds, and so again, it seems like it's important for us to know what territory is under discussion here. Because I don't know what that means. Territorial strongholds. You know, are we talking about all of the pornography and masturbation in Las Vegas? I mean, is that what the hell is a territorial stronghold? I have no idea. I honestly don't. But there's more to this thought. Territorial strongholds and lies, right? I know what lies are, that feed national principalities and powers. There's the word national again. Principalities and powers. You can find this in the Bible. I think when Paul uses it, he's talking about spirit powers. You can look up the reference yourself. He talks about powers of the air. You know, he's out there. It's pretty sci-fi fantasy when he's talking about principalities and powers. So I assume that this person is talking about the same thing. He's not talking about presidents, although maybe he's thinking about presidents and prime ministers that are themselves controlled by these national principalities and powers. So once again, if someone can bring clarity to this, I would appreciate it. Last sentence. Let's see if we can get through this. Thus, we need to pay attention to our individual territories. We're back to territories, and now we're talking about individual territories. Well, my individual territory right now is a room in my house. And the only other person occupying it is one of my dogs. That's my individual territory. That's all I got. I rule with an iron fist in this room. I don't even rule this house. It's not, I live here, not really my individual territory. I like my neighborhood just fine. We've got an HOA president. That's not my territory to rule, but okay. I'm not the mayor of a city. So what do we mean by our individual territory? Well, he goes on, we need to pay attention to our individual territories and overturn. All right, so now it's got to be a place where I have the power to overturn something. We're back to my room at this point. Overturn some specific demonic strongholds. Okay, if these are specific demonic strongholds, maybe you can specifically tell us what they are. Because I'm back to, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. If we are to keep and steward the freedoms we long for, and here is a paragraph that I can speak to, at least theologically, a little bit. You know, freedoms are very nice, right? I like freedoms. I think that I agree with a lot of Christians on the kind of freedoms that I would like to have and what I would like other people around the world to have who are not Christian and are not American. I think more freedom, the better. That's me. He talks about the freedoms that we long for or that we want, the freedoms we want. But I would just say, theologically, how do you know that the freedoms you want, and even the freedoms you have, are freedoms that God wants you to have? It could be, you know, from a theological perspective, that the freedoms you have been granted are actually antithetical to the way God wants you to live. And maybe he doesn't want you to have those freedoms. Maybe he's the one who's breaking those freedoms down. Did you consider that? No, it seems like you're only focused on the freedoms you long for. And so that's interesting. Very secularist. not very religious. Look, I've read this article, or most of it. He's talking about demons. These strongholds, these national and individual strongholds, are demons. And he's talking about the demons of unbelief. Because, you know, when you don't believe in God or something that a Christian is telling you, it's not that the Christian has made a bad case. No, it's never that. It's that you are invaded by demons of unbelief. It's the demons. So it seems to me that if we are invaded, infested, inhabited, possessed by demons of unbelief, and the Christian has the power of the Holy Spirit, shouldn't they have the ability to cast those demons of unbelief out? Shouldn't they? Why should a demon of unbelief stop anyone from believing if a Christian is from God and has the ability to cast out demons? Just cast the demon out. And then maybe we unbelievers will be able to hear the message that you're giving without the interference of the demons of unbelief. Look, just a thought. Just a thought. All right, that's enough. I'm gonna throw this link into the feed so that you can read it and maybe explain some of this to me. Look, if you do not understand this any more than I do, pop a comment in anyway and just tell me what you think it means. Extra points, the funnier it is. So, and here's the thing, I don't think that you can give a theory on this without it being funny. So let's take a look at that together. Come, let's reason together. That's enough for today. More to come. I'm out.